So if you're aware of your surroundings, which I think most of us are, a very strange thing just went on outside. And I think a few people were confused, and I'm among them. I'm among the confused. It's a very serious time. It's a time now where Klal Yisrael is going through a major challenge, a major crisis. The whole Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz, we're all part of the same team. And a bunch of us, almost like a frivolous, a frivolous, very light gesture, outside dancing, singing, clapping. I think it felt a little strange. If you're aware and thinking about your surroundings and if this is the right time, the right place, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about a text that we've all been getting a lot in the last few days. We've all been getting the same text. And the text says, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you in my heart. My prayers go out to you. A different nisachos. And one nisach that really hit home. I can't imagine what you're going through. For me, that nisach hit home. I can't imagine what you're going through. And after this week, a week that I've never experienced before, and in a way, because of the negative, I could say, I hope I never experience again. But in a way, because of the positive, I want to say, I hope I experience all the time. But this week showed me, you're telling me, people are telling us, I can't imagine what you're going through. You can't imagine what I'm going through. But in a very different way than you mean it. In a very different way than you're saying it. You're saying it like, Nebuch, I feel bad. I can't imagine what you're going through. You can't imagine what I'm going through right now. None of you could imagine what we're going through right now. All these people sending texts, I can't imagine what you're going through. No, you can't. You can't imagine what we're going through right now. We're going through right now something that I wish you could also be going through with me right now. Because what we're going through right now is incredible. We don't ask for it. We don't want it. We want it to stop. We want it to end. But it's incredible what's going on. So you're telling me that you can't imagine what's going on. I agree. You can't imagine what's going on. You can't imagine what it's like going through this. And I want to tell you a little bit why. When I tell you why, I also want to tell you why maybe I'm trying to make sense in my own mind. This whole thing, we're all trying to make sense. Why we're dancing. How do you dance in a time of crisis? We're going to have Shabbos. I look very much forward to being here for Shabbos with the boys. We're going to have Shabbos. Shabbos is going to be, not going to be geschmack. It's not going to be hype. It's going to be more hype than it was. It's going to be more geschmack than you planned on it being. It's not Tisha B'Av. It's going to be Shabbos. It's not Tisha B'Av. It's going to be more Shabbos than Shabbos. But how do you have such a Shabbos in a time like this? It's confusing. It's extremely hard to wrap your head around. How do you have these two emotions simultaneously? I want to tell you a thought. It's the right time. It's always the right time. It's always the right time. Hashem knows the right time. It's always the right time. And at this time we're talking about Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Or. What a time. What an incredible time. Yehi Or. There's no better time. You want to find goodness in this world? Yehi Or. Yehi Or contains all the goodness in the world. Vayehi Or. And there was all the goodness. Vayar Elohim Yisar Ki Toiv. Wonderful. There's no better word than Toiv. Wonderful. The most amazing, incredible thing that was ever created. Or, light. And it was Toiv. And then another day, Yom Shlishi, and that was Toiv. And Yom Revi'i, and Yom Chamishi was also Toiv. And at the end of the week, of all the creations, Vayar Elokim is Kol Asher Asa, V'hinei Toiv Me'oi. Toiv, there's no better word. So when there's no better word, a lot. It's a lot toiv. It's so toiv. I don't have a better word. It's a lot toiv. It was so toiv. I can't even, Hashem couldn't even fathom another word bigger than toiv. It was toiv ma'oy. And with that toiv ma'oid, that's the only way you could go into Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh you could only go into with a toiv ma'oid, the next step of toiv ma'oid, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. A wonderful world of kulo toiv, of toiv ma'oid, of or, of incredible and wonderful and amazing. A world, you couldn't dream up a better world. Nobody could have scripted up a better world. A world that with all our imaginations put together, you couldn't think of such a wonderful world of toiv and toiv and toiv and toiv ma'oid. And if you get there, and I spoke to my shiur about maybe not getting there, but if you get there, to the end of the story, to the end of the parasha, Vayar Hashem, and it's fascinating, because it starts Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin. Midas Adin saw only Toiv. The harsh judgment of the Rabbanu Shalom only saw Toiv and Toiv Ma'oid. And Vayar Hashem, Midas Harachamim. What did Midas Harachamim see? A few short psukim later, at the end, Vayar Hashem, ki rabo ro'os ha'odom. That there was only evil. They call Yetzer Machshavos Libo Rak Ra Kol Hayoim. The whole day, only bad, only evil. We went from a world, in a few minutes, depends how fast you do Shnayim Mikra, it could be in a few minutes. In a few minutes, we went from a world of Toiv and Toiv and Toiv and Or and Toiv Ma'oid. Couldn't dream up better than that. And a few minutes later, you get to Rabo Ra'as Ha'odam Ki Yetzer. Everything is rock, rock, kol hayom, non-stop. Vayomer Hashem, emche es ha'odom. Done. I'm not interested. I gave up. It's not worth it. I regret the whole thing, he says. A few minutes. What happened? Not just what happened. There was nothing bad in the world. He made toiv, and then toiv, and then more toiv, and then toiv ma'oid, and then Shabbos Kodesh. So where did man find Rabo Ra'as Ha'odom? Where did you find it? It wasn't there. Where did you dig? What tunnel did you find the Ra? So you trace a few steps back. And you find that there was Ra simmering. It was simmering. It was in the crevices. It was in the corners. Obvious, blatant. But somewhere it was simmering. And it started to creep up like mold. It started to spread. Vayiru b'nei Elokim is b'nei sa'adam. These giants of men, these malachim of men, unclear who these people were. They came from the heavens. They fell on the earth. These angels of men landed on the planet. Says Rashi. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, says Rashi. Kishahayu mativin osa mikushetes likonis lachupa. When the girls in the Aretz, in the land, on the planet, were ready to go to the Chuppah, Hayagadol, this angel of a man, this non-humanly creature, would come from Shemayim. Hayagadol nichnas ubo ala tchila. It's the Hegmon Mamish, on Daf Gimel. The sugyas we're learning. Ba Hegmon ubo ala tchila. The giants of men came, Malachim, the angels came. The angels, they dug up this evil oines. Sakana oines, you have to learn the braisa. They dug up this evil thing. From where? The malachim we're talking. We're not talking about man now. We're talking about angels that landed on the planet. They dug up this evil. And then earlier, by Hebiosim, brothers, the first ones, the first brotherly love. By Hebiosim, basada, vayokam kain el hevel achiv. We know how the story ends, Vayar Gev. That's a story we learned in first grade. Mor Miriam taught us that story, but now, you know, a little deeper, you try to get a little deeper, you learn a Rashi maybe, not read, you learn a Rashi, and says Rashi, he didn't kill him. You think he killed him? A massacre, says Rashi. And if you learn the Rashi wrong, you'll have the wrong visuals. You have to have the right visuals. A massacre, he says. Says Rashi, he couldn't stab him enough. He went to his brother, and this was not a day, 2 days after they were born. Most Rishonim learned this was many, many years after a beautiful family, many reunions, many kids and grandkids. the two Zaydas of planet Earth, they got together. And he made by him Tsayim Rabin. He couldn't stab him enough. One and then another. I don't have to create visuals that we saw enough this week. And that was Cain and Hevel back in the beginning. It's a massacre. From where? Where do you dream up such a nightmare? From a world of Toivin, 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 Toiv Ma'ai. All of a sudden, the worst of all evils. So I want to talk about the original evil. Yet again, forgive my propaganda, but if you're reading, you're going to miss it. And if you're learning, it's going to change your whole life. Because in between all the toys, something very strange happened. Bereshis bar Elokim, it says Shamayim ves Haaretz. And then he made Ar. And it was Toiv. And all the next days, into Shabbos Kodesh. But in between Bereshis bar Elokim, and the light and the good, something happened. It's a whisper. You read it quickly, and you miss it. Because it's a whisper. You don't know what to do with it. Because it's so subtle. Va'aretz hoysa sohu vavohu v'choshach al p'nei sohom. The first thing by creation was not light. The first thing of creation was sohu vavohu v'choshach al p'nei sohom. Anarchy and darkness and fear. It says the Medrash, Elu ma'aseim shel rishoyim, says the Medrash, it's Golas Mitzrayim, it's Golas Paras, it's Golas Yavon, it's Golas Edom, says the Medrash, it's Churban, and another Churban, and Churban achar Churban. So the first thing, when he created the world, was Churban, and destruction, and ma'aseim shel rishoyim, and evil, and rabba ra'as ha'odom. And that wasn't just simmering, that was on the bottom, that was in the middle, that was on the top, that was bubbling over. The Rabba Ra was the beginning of the whole creation. The whole Briyas HaOlam started with an evil, with a choshech, with an anarchy, with a chaos. Where'd it go? Where'd all that chaos go? Just talks about the Toiv Ma'ay. And I'll tell you, we'll run straight into it, I'll tell you where it went. It was contained. It was Vayavdel Elokim ben Ha'or ben Ha'choshech. The first thing Hashem did when He set up Shabbos was He understood that when you make a world, when you make a Gashmi, a Kulo Gashmi, that's separated from Kulo Ruchni, inevitably, naturally, there's going to be Choshech al Pnei Tahim. So you have to make a quick Vayavdel. Vayavdel Elokim ben Ha'or ben Ha'choshech. The R is Kulo Toiv. And you can't have the two things mixing Berebuvia. You can't have the two mixing together. So quick, Vayavdil, get it out of the way. Separate it, and then after the set, now Kitoiv. Now everything's good. As long as you keep it contained. So he separated it, he controlled it, and he kept it away from man. Man didn't know from this. Adam was born into a world, it was only good, only positive, only beautiful. Vayomer hanachash. And then Hashem gave a little guy a little power. Vayomer hanachash el ha'ish lo'imayis temusan. I'm telling you, I know he said if you eat, you're going to die. A crazy Baba Maisa. If you eat, you're not going to die. And the nachash didn't lie. The nachash wasn't making up stories over here. The nachash is telling him facts. He's telling him Emes, truth. He told him, if you eat the tree, you're not going to die. He told Chava, and she didn't die, and Adam didn't die. We got to figure out how they were told they're going to die, and they didn't die, and it means they did die, they will die, they can die, but she didn't die. She said she's going to die on the spot. He said, relax, you're not going to die on the spot. Tell your husband he's not going to die on the spot. I want to tell you what the boss upstairs is afraid of. He's afraid of something. Ki bayom acholcha mimenu, you're going to be like him. If you eat from this tree, you're going to also be like the boss. You're going to be like the boss that it says about the boss, Yodei Tov Vira. In your world right now, it's Kulo Toiv. In the boss's world, He's a Mr. Vayavdel over there. He knows how to separate and contain and control. He knows Toif, he knows Ra, and he knows the distinction between them. You want to live a peasant life? Climb the ladder. You could also be like the boss. You could also have Yoidei Toif Ra. So by this, Chava looks, Toif Ha'etz L'maychel, very appealing. Taiva Hu Le'inayim, very alluring. Nechmon Ha'etz L'haskil, very intriguing. So what does she do? Like we would all do. Batoichel, give me a bite. Vayochel, give him a bite. Vatifkachna enei shneihem vayedu. And after they took a bite, they knew. And then they knew. And then they knew about Toiv and Ra. And the world of Toiv and Toiv and Toiv and Toiv Ma'oid and Shabbos Kodesh turned into a world of Yoidei, Toiv and Ra. A world of Venifkecha Einecha. A world where they became Ke'elokim. They became godly. Because they became aware and they understood what it means. Tohu Vavohu V'choyshech Al Pnei Tohoim. And they understood all the evils of the world. And then, from the bottom, started to bubble up into Kain and Hevel, into the Bnei HaElokim that landed on the planet, and Ma'anis, all the girls, like the Hegmon, and it bubbled up into a world that Rabba Ra'as HaAdam, the Rak Rak Kol Hayon. And now we got to talk. Because we have a major problem. 5,800 years later, and we have a major problem. Almost 5,800 years have passed, and in a way, nothing changed. It's exactly the same. The same oinus that was is the same oinsim you heard about this week. The same massacre that was the same massacre you heard about this week. The same Rabba Ra'as HaAdam that was, you saw with your own eyes, the same Rabba Ra'as HaAdam was this week. And 5,800 years later, and it appears nothing has changed, that the war between good and evil ravages on, that the world is lacking any moral clarity, that the savage oinus and murder and barbaric behaviors that war continue to be. And sometimes you make yourself feel good that the world has advanced, we're technological, we're so much different. The savages, the Vikings, the Mongolians, Genghis Khan, we're past that. We're civilized, we're sophisticated. Trash! Wake up, it's all trash. Stop believing that it's civilized. Stop believing it's sophisticated. Stop believing you've advanced. Stop believing that it's different. Trash! Nothing changed. The same barbarians, the same massacres, nothing changed. The same Rabba Ra'as HaAdam that was, is, and will be. Don't delude yourself. Don't lie. Because you're surrounded by Choshech Al Pnei Tohoim. You're swallowed and engulfed by its vicious flames. And if you live long enough, and please God, we should live long enough. If you live long enough, you become optimistic. They start telling you positive stories. They get your hopes up until reality sets in. And I want to talk about reality. Reality means that when they get you optimistic and you visit a museum somewhere and you have a march somewhere and they tell you never again, never again, and you chant and you say proudly, never again, and you're optimistic after optimistic after optimistic, never again, and then you wake up in a nightmare and you realize, here we go again. Here we go again. And the never again is a lie. And it's not stop saying never again. And start saying, here we go again. The Rabba Ra'as HaAdam hasn't changed a key who's there. Not an ounce, not an inch, not a millimeter. The same place we were is the same place we are. Not sophisticated, the same old barbarians with the same massacres. Stop saying never again. Here we go again. And you lose yourself. You lose yourself. If you're intelligent and honest, you lose yourself. You don't want to be here. Maybe I sympathize. Get on that plane. Your mom called you. Come home. Go home. Go home. It's a happier place when you go home. You go to America. You don't like America. Go to England. You don't like your family, your house, but leave Israel. Very uncomfortable here. You're sitting around here, all you see, all you smell, Rabba Ra's Adam. I went home today in a taxi, me, three other Rebbeim, middle of the drive. You hear the sirens. I don't know what to do. God knows what to do. And the taxi driver, a real Israeli guy, tells me, out of the car, on the floor. And one of the other Rebbeim said a brilliant line. He said, I never said a maidim like I just said. Laying on the floor, tichra kol berech, a real hishtach havaya, a real proper maidim on the floor, a pachad and a shir amalos and a vidoy, a shamnuz and a shema yisrael, all the things came out. All the ideas, all the nightmares came out. You want to stay here? How do you want to stay here? Here we go again. Here we go again. But he's supposed to be toiv. He's supposed to be toiv ma'ay. And if he's supposed to be, then maybe that just like the Rabba Ra started like mold in the corners, then maybe the toiv is also simmering somewhere in the corners. Maybe in the crevices, you could dig and find some remnant of that toiv. And maybe if you hit the jackpot, if you strike gold, you could find the toiv ma'ayid. The aretz ha'isa sohu v'avohu v'choyshech al p'nei tohaim. And he saw that. And the one who's toiv and kulo toiv, and toiv u'meitiv lakal, he saw that. And his immediate reaction, v'yomer Elokim yehi or. Yehi or. Let's get to work. Yehi or. Yehi or, says the Medrash, Ma'asehin shel tzadikim, the acts of the tzadikim. Yehi or, says the Medrash, is oiroi shel Mashiach, the light of what we're at right now, the light of the Geula where we're holding right now. Yehi or, says the Medrash, binyan beis hamikdash, the footsteps where we are right now. Vayomer Elokim yehi or. Yehi or is a statement. Yehi or is a tefillah. Yehi or is a call to action. Vayomer Elokim yehi or. So if you live in a world that's Rabba Ra's Ha'odom, that originated from Choshech al Pnei Tohoim, so I call you to action, Yehi Or. So make a world of Yehi Or. And there's a battle. There's a battle now. So he said again, Vayikra Elokim Le'or. He called out that it should be light, and that became Yoim. Ula Choshech Kara Laila, says the Medrash. By default, Choshech, which is not an entity, which is the absence of R, became something called Laila, but Hashem never named it, He never called out to it. Vayikra Elokim La'or. He called out to His lights. Hashem calls out to His lights. When the battle is raging, Vayikra Elokim La'or, He calls on His light, and I want to tell you what I saw this week, that His light responded in kind. And let's talk now. Let's talk real. Noam T-Bone, a Jew, I don't know, one day we'll have the schus to meet a Jew like this, finds out that his kids and his grandkids are in the middle of a massacre. I'm not talking about an attack, to make light of these terms, forgive me, but I'm not talking about an attack, I'm not talking about a shooting, a massacre. His son is in Auschwitz. His grandkids went to Auschwitz. And what does a Jew do? He tells his wife, get in the car. Tel Aviv. He's in Tel Aviv. He tells his wife, get in the car. We're driving down. a massacre. And he takes his handgun to a massacre. My son is in Auschwitz. My grandkids are in Auschwitz. I'm going to Auschwitz. And on the way down, if that story doesn't shake you up enough, on the way down, because he say, okay, a dad for his father, a grandfather for his grandkids. On the way down, he stopped and he picked up people that were in the midst of the massacre, drove them out. Drove back down, he saw more people running, drove them out. After three drives, finally drove in, fought off God knows how many terrorists, saved his son, saved his grandkids. Yehiar, a woman in Bar Lieberman, they called her Paul Revere. Don't disgrace her with Paul Revere. Don't belittle her with Paul Revere. A woman, a neshama, a live neshama, went house to house. House to house, waking up every family, getting the troops ready because she saw them coming on the outskirts of her village, of her town, door to door, one of the only towns that was saved. A Jew who single-handedly paid for a flight, 250 seats, that all the soldiers could come back clamoring to fight, clamoring to get back and be a part of this incredible world that we're living in, clamoring, begging, yearning to be a part of what's going on right now. And he sponsored 250 seats and the luggage to boot to make sure that them and every other soldier has what they need to fight. And mothers, mothers who laid on the kids, and the kids are still alive. Yehiar. Yehiar. Is this the R you're looking for? When you said, Vayikra Elohim L'R, is this the R that you wanted? Is this the R that you're asking for? That millions of Jews mobilizing, and suddenly we have endless resources of funds, and chesed, and effort, and help. That all of a sudden there's no shortage of anything if we could help our brothers. That if you told me on Monday night that we're going to raise $10,000, I wouldn't believe you. If you told me on Monday night that we're going to raise $50,000, I'll tell you in a dream. And last night we raised $270,000 in 2 hours. Yehiar. Tzitzis and packaging and notes, Yehiar. And for some reason, there's a Jew in the room, he told me a line, Nevuah. He didn't know what he was saying. Noyam Shabbos, we call him. A holy Jew. He told me Nevuah. He said, you should know, for some reason, a mystery, from death comes creation. From Choshech comes R, but you have to be Mavdil. So I want to make it clear, we're being Mavdil. And it's very easy to be Mavdil. I'll tell you why. Choshech is an illusion. It's not real. Choshech is the absence of R. And you don't need to get rid of Choshech. You don't need to fight Choshech. You don't need to push and get aggressive with Choshech. You don't need to yell and scream in Choshech. You could dance outside. You could celebrate Klal Yisrael. You could celebrate Torah and celebrate Chesed and bring more R. And the more R that you bring, Choshech has no corner to survive. And how much R was brought this week? The world is gaining moral clarity. A world that a week ago had no idea what does it mean, Amcha Yisrael. A world that a week ago was pro Yamach Shemam V'Zichram. A world that was pro a cause that's empty and destructive and evil in every way, suddenly became a world that has moral clarity. Because we live in a world that in this week, Yehiar, and so much light has been induced into this world. Every word of Oira Zutaira, has destroyed a building in Gaza. Every act of chesed eliminates another plot to hurt and harm and massacre. And we're sieging them now. We're suffocating them now. And if you look at the news, sometimes the news, the Ribbono Shel Olam puts the fake news in the news, that if you have an eye, if you have a heart, if you have a mind, you'll understand the message the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying. He writes in the news now, the Ribbono Shel Olam is writing in the news, that there's a siege in Gaza. That's all you need to see. If you read a little more, it talks about there, water, electricity, all kinds of things, gas. That's not the siege. The siege is, there's so much R being produced in the world, we're suffocating all the choshech out of that dark place. All the choshech that lives and breathes and nurtures in that dark, decrepit place has nothing to grow on, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to breathe. And I want to tell you strong, and if you get upset, get upset. I'm going to say it even stronger next time. I said this week that you soldiers, and from the grapevine, I got back that people were upset that I compared you to people who are putting their lives on the line. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. You're not putting your lives on the line. They have a kedusha, those soldiers, that you won't have. That kedusha that they have for being meiser nefesh v'guf, to be on the lines, you don't have. But you're on the front lines no less. And if you don't believe it, you're shirking your responsibility. And if you leave your brethren hanging, you're shirking responsibility. And the only reason you fight this word, you fight this phrase, that you're not on the front lines, is because you want to relax. Well, I'm not going to let you relax. I'm not going to let you get in your hammock and smoke your cigar and not be part of this incredible movement that's happening right now, because I need soldiers and we need soldiers and the Ribbono Shel Olam needs soldiers and you're his soldiers. You like it, you don't like it, you're his soldiers. And this is an incredible opportunity to dance and to celebrate that you were invited into the most glorious, the holiest, the most incredible army to ever exist on this planet. It's called the army of Klal Yisrael. The people of Klal Yisrael. The people of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we're people who one act, one word of Torah, one word of Tehillim, another tefillah, another chesed, another mitzvah, Yehiyar, and Yehiyar, and Yehiyar, till Choshech has nowhere to go. And you suffocated and you sieged the whole place out of existence. And that's how the story is going to come to an end. Here we go again. Here we go again. And I'm telling you, this time, we're doing it right. Here we go again. And this time, we're doing it right. We're going to go to the base now. We're going to bring R. We're going to bring a lot of R. And Oira, the source of light in this world, don't get it wrong. You're going to get upset. I'm going to say it louder next time. The source of light in this world is Torah. The source of light in this world is learning Torah. Davening is R. Chesed is R. Mitzvos are R. But near mitzvah. All the mitzvahs are a candle. V'toira R. But the source of light in this world is Torah. And we're going to go upstairs and we're going to suffocate the darkness out of that decrepit land that they call Gaza and we call the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to bring back all the Kedusha into that dark, hollow place by suffocating all the choshech out of it. And to all our brethren in Chutz La'aretz, I say to them, you have no idea what we're going through. You have no idea what we're going through. I have you in my prayers. I have you in my tefillahs. That one day you should be a part, you should feel a part of this glorious nation. The way I feel a part today of this glorious nation. You're in my tefillos. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying about you. And I don't know how you're doing it. You're so brave. You're so brave to be in Chutz Laretz at a time like this. I'm jealous of how brave you can be. But I'm not that brave. I'm a coward. And in my cowardice, I want to be a part of this movement. I want to be a part of that army that we're going to walk into. We're going to march into Gaza with Battalion 66 of paratroopers, because that's who we are right now. That's what we're holding. We're called Battalion 66 of paratroopers. In the Torah, in the Chesed, in the fighting, we're all on the same team. We're going to march into Gaza. We're going to liberate that place from all of its darkness. We're going to liberate it from all of its choshen. Mirtz Hashem, the simcha should be no less, it should only be more. The dveikah should be no less, it should only be more. The chesed should be no less, it should only be more. The Torah should be no less, it should only be more. Because the whole point of this whole thing is to squeeze out the darkness and live in a world of only or and kulo toiv. We'll go upstairs now till 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, we're going to say Tehillim. We'll come back here to celebrate. Come back downstairs after I tell them to celebrate that we're winning this war. We're winning this war. Shkaya.